Dandavat to all the devotees worldwide in the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. This is Annapurna Devi Dasi back with another update from the Calcutta Mat here in India. The 1-month-long festival has just ended with Sri Haridas Thakur's disappearance day. Yesterday morning, Srila Gurudev gave an amazing, unprecedented lecture that is also on the web. And the day before that, he spoke again so beautifully about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is also on the web. On my last update, I told you I'd be going into town. However, these past few days have been very busy with all the festivals, and it has been raining so much here, I have not been able to make it out in town. But soon I will take you out, and you'll hear all the familiar sounds from Calcutta. However, this update, I have done an interview with Sadapriya Das, who has just returned from Russia. Sadapriya Prabhu is from Australia and has been in the mission for over 8 years. Sadapriya is an amazing dedicated servitor who also is extremely capable in Mridanga playing. I'll just be asking him a few questions about his trip in Russia. And he has actually been here in India for 8 months. So I'll ask him to say something about his experience here in India with Srila Gurudev for the past 8 months. Prabhu, how was your trip?
My trip to Russia was really great. I spent the first 10 days or so in the Ethnoland Festival, just away from the festival grounds. I had a cottage facility, and we did lots of programs, morning, midday, and evening. The devotees set up a camp with Giriraj in the middle. They set up yurts, so he had a large dome, and then there were yurts around that, and it was down by the river, and had a sweat lodge, many great things actually, and the devotees were really, you know, affectionately bonding and very close. And they also had a large domed sphere where they were doing every night sankirtan. This was like 10 p.m. start, and we'd go to 1 in the morning, 12 or 1 in the morning, 12 o'clock midnight or 1 in the morning, and it was, yeah, the programs were just non-stop. Over there, you know, like from 6 in the morning through till, you know, morning class, maybe finishing around 9:30 or 10, and midday classes for an hour after the midday kirtan and boga, etc. And then evening programs going right through from 6 through till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, just a constant festive atmosphere. So that was the Ethnoland Festival for the devotees as such. You know, there are a lot of other activities going on there. Avadhut Maharaj arranged so many different things, and you know, it was a very certainly a really good activity for the devotees to bring them together, and many, many people came and got association with devotees, and it was really very, very successful on so many levels. Then I went to St. Petersburg from there for the Janmashtami festival. So we did, that was with Sriba Goswami Maharaj, we went by train. And we had Janmashtami, and we did an Indian, it was Indian Independence Day program. It was an event in Petersburg itself at a theatre. I think they said 1,500 people were there, and we arranged a slideshow of pictures of Navadvip and Bengal, and Goswami Maharaj did a talk as well, and then they had some Indian people playing instruments, and it was a very nice evening, very successful. We did some sankirtan outside as well, just nearby, and Janmashtami was in the temple, and with that whole weekend we did, you know, the programs would run from, say, 4 in the afternoon, or even 3, a little earlier, and right through till 9 or 10 o'clock. We did sankirtan, and I was doing some of the bhajans of our mission, and a lot of, you know, guests were coming, and it was very successful. They did Indian dance as well as Indian sitar playing, and the aarti to the deities and all these things. So it was Indian culture mixed in with the Krishna consciousness activities as well, and all at the temple in Lakhta, which was really just and all the press came as well. So there was interviewers from the magazines and newspapers there, and also the television was there as well. They did a Brahmin initiation with fire sacrifice, and that was all, the press were there and they were asking questions. It was all at the temple itself in Petersburg. And then I stayed on in Petersburg after that. Shripa Goswami Maharaj came to Moscow for a few days, and then he left to go to America. And I stayed on in Petersburg at the temple there for, I think, another... Yeah, so many more days up to Radhashtami, the Radhashtami festival. I was there, and I was training devotees. We did mridanga classes most days. We did. I sang a lot of the extra songs in the Kirtan guide that they're not so familiar with, and we went over some of the tunes and tried to help them on that level. And just became kind of one of the devotees there for that time, you know, which was really, you know, so much grace from Vijayaraman, and also Satchasunda was there, and we did some video work as well. It was really sweet evening. Madhav Maharaj came down, actually. Sure, Madhav Maharaj came down after Ethna Land wound up, and he came to Moscow. Then he came down after a few days, and he was in St. Petersburg for the last week I was there. Also, Avadhut Maharaj came down that last weekend, which was, we did a big Sankirtan on Nevsky Prospect for a couple of hours. Their program, they do a Saturday afternoon program where they invite everybody, the public to come, and then they do a Sankirtan the next day from midday on the main street of St. Petersburg. And so that was all a lot of fun, and lots of exposure, and really well received. And then Madhav Maharaj was there giving lectures, and the lectures, the class in the morning would be 2 hours, and class in the evening also would go up to 2 hours, and everyone really was getting so much inspiration hearing the Harikatha and the conceptions of Srila Guru Maharaj. And also it was, you know, a fortune to be there over so many festival days where there's so much to discuss and so much to talk about and consider, and it was really, you know, quite wonderful. So and also while Srivad Maharaj was there, he did a few interviews with newspaper, and so he would be coming and going, and there's always so many things happening. And they're also doing construction on Gurudev's new quarters there, which are nearly finished, maybe another week or so of work inside, and then they'll be ready for him to go there. And always Vijayaraman overseeing everything and managing expertly, taking care of everybody. And prasadam was very beautiful, simple and straightforward every day, and very, you know, tasty, but not so much opulent. It was really kind of, I could have really appreciate that. And the deities there, you know, Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Madhav Sundarji, they're absolutely incredible deities. You know, what can you say about such things? But they're constantly showering so much mercy upon everyone that is coming before them. It's quite a remarkable experience. And also, you know, so much experience, so much appreciation for the construction work and the sincere, dedicated efforts of Vijayaraman and Abhidhut Maharaj and all the devotees there in St. Petersburg for all the work that they've done to make such an accommodating facility. In, you know, not so much space, it's not such a large property, but they've made so much accommodation, so many facilities, so many floors, and so much, you know, everything is being utilized very nicely and serving a purpose. When we were there, the flower gardens, and there was so many flowers, just the garden was covered in flowers, all in bloom for the deities. And in winter, it's impossible for them with flowers, with the weather. You know, it's snowing, it's minus 15 or minus 20 degrees. But in the summertime, they're taking the opportunity, and it was very beautiful. And so that was up until the Radhashtami day, and then I came back to Moscow by train, and then I was there for a day in Moscow with all the devotees in the Moscow Center. And, that evening we went out on the Harinam Sankirtan, and it was a big day that day because it was the anniversary of Moscow, the Moscow city being established. It was the anniversary, so we went out on the Sankirtan. There were several thousand people out on the streets in festive mood, so we went out and maybe 2 hours of Sankirtan, and there was at least 50 to 100 people kind of around our Sankirtan party for the whole time. We would travel to a spot and stop, and then people would gather around, and then we'd move on, and Abhidhut Maharaj led the whole way, and there's chanting, and there was maybe 15 or 20 of us out there, and lots of flyers went out, and it was a very inspiring experience. And then the next day I was just trying to pull everything together to get on the plane back to Delhi, and then connecting flight back here to Kolkata.
Can you please say something about the mood of the devotees that you saw in Russia?
The mood of the devotees over there is very simple-hearted and sweet and sincere. For them it's very much... many have not been to India before. Many don't speak English very well. They feel very much... they love Krishna consciousness, but feel so kind of unable to do it very well and unqualified. And it's a beautiful thing to see, actually, this real open-hearted, sincere approach. And so, yeah, the mood there is one of real interdependence and interconnected activity. You know, everyone's always looking after everybody else and caring for everybody else and respecting, and so much, you know, so many Vaishnava qualities, and always, you know, considering themselves to be, you know, so unqualified, but they're, you know, practicing humility and tolerance and giving honor in a very exemplary way. So, yeah, they're also, their service is, you know, naturally inspired by Shripad Abhidhut Maharaj. They're very enthusiastic and dedicated and very serious to give their whole lives to practicing Krishna consciousness, and very resilient people. You know, they also have that situation of being in a country like Russia, which is quite austere, with very cold weather and difficult climates, that they have extreme resilience and capacity to tolerate and to just stick through any situation. And that is certainly, you know, they have that fortune that is, you know, helping to fortify their approach to spiritual life, where they, you know, their nature is they take to something and they just stick with it. And, the devotees are showing that over there, they're determined. Their determination is holding them in their Krishna consciousness, and it's also means that their preaching is staying steady, and their practice and the temples are going on in a very beautiful way. And they're always so keen to help and keen to, you know, ask if you need anything, and looking out for each other. That is, you know, just their nature is like that.
This is very inspiring just to hear about. I cannot wait to go myself. How do you feel now that you've returned? What differences do you feel in your heart and in your conception? How do you think you've changed since your trip there? And coming back and seeing Srila Gurudev.
I think the most significant thing of the trip there was actually the opportunity to put into practice some of the many things I've been studying for such a long time, in the sense of learning so many kirtans and learning how to play mridanga to some level, and learning so many different things and trying to study as best as possible with all kinds of obstacles and difficulties and so many things. Then being able to go to a place like, you know, where they really are so much removed from possibility to even get into such things and be able to help them to start to learn about that is really very, very encouraging for me, because, you know, again, it gives me so much more, it gives so much more meaning to all of these kinds of things. And of course, we can understand that really the life comes in Krishna consciousness when you're distributing Krishna consciousness, and that the Lord is giving more from His side when you give out what you've been given so far. So naturally, you know, I experienced that, and Sri Padma Dutmaraj has got so much energy and enthusiasm and inspiration and capacity on so many levels in the service plane over there, and to be in his association means to yourself become so much more enthusiastic and inspired to give so much more of yourself to serve Srila Govinda Maharaj and the mission, and try to help people to deepen their Krishna consciousness, deepen their faith, and deepen so many things. So yeah, naturally on a heart level, there's so much has grown. Yeah, so many things have changed, and you know, that it's been a real blessing that I've for me in my spiritual life that I've been able to go there. And always to come and see Srila Govinda Maharaj here in Kolkata is a wonderful experience, and he's always giving so much support and encouragement for everyone in their spiritual life. So to go on a tour for a month from here and then to come back to here is been a you know, very fortunate experience.
You've been here in India with Srila Gurudev. Please tell us something about your time here with him.
Well, very difficult question, you could say, because every day is an event with Srila Govinda Maharaj, where things happen that are just so significant. You know, just the every day in morning darshan, particularly the last several months, he's been speaking a lot regularly every morning in Jamuna Priya. Didi's been putting it on onto the web regularly, and it's been so so rich, his katha. And also, I know, you know, it's one thing to hear it from being in the West, but to be here while he's speaking it is so much more. I know for myself, for where I am, that's very much more powerful and strong, and you really take in what he's saying being here. And so I think that's probably the most significant thing, really. The to be with Gurudev is to, you know, learn so much by seeing his way and how he does things and how he deals with everything and how he harmonizes. Also, you have the chance to ask him questions about things, and he's always giving very deep, realized answers to everything. It's significant on so many levels, that level of, and not to mention being, you know, in his presence, which is so purifying as it is. And yeah, I've had the fortune to be here for the Gaurapanima festival, which was again very festive and wonderful. And also we went to Rath Yatra in Puri for the festival of Jagannath. I've been there the last 2 years. I felt this year was a little smaller than last year. Last year was very amazing, but this year, yeah, it was, I mean, always Lord Jagannath's festival. It's very wonderful to see so many people and everyone in harmony and everyone giving their heart's devotion to Jagannath. Also to stay in Puri for those days is very beautiful ashram that Srila Govinda Maharaj has established. And aside from that, I had the chance to do a lot of service here in the new building of Sevak Bhavan in the Dum Dum Park temple. It's been an opportunity to to do many things and arrange many kinds of printing and working with so many of the devotees, and they're trying to perfect service activity and trying to do it as best as possibly can, and always of course making so many mistakes and so many errors and misunderstandings and learning so much on the just always, you know, so much fortune to be here with all of these exalted devotees, that they have the mercy and compassion to allow you to be here to make mistakes and to grow and to continue and get a chance to keep going in Krishna consciousness. Yeah, this year's been, you know, quite an amazing experience for me. And also, Sripada Bhadrup Maharaj came through briefly in the middle of the year before the Russian Summer Festival, and at that time we spoke and made some tentative plans that I go over there, and Srila Govinda Maharaj was happy with that. So, you know, in the end, Krishna's will was that it came to be. So, you know, I can naturally consider myself very fortunate and very happy for the whole experience.
Well, we are very glad to have you here. Thank you so much for your sweet words. So that concludes our interview. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your time and your inspiring words. I thank all of you for listening to this update. I will be back soon with another update. Thank you again for listening. This is Annapurna signing off.